Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Been gelk maxing to it for weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Edge maxing. Oh, edge max gelk maxing.
Oh, Jesus. Very ill. I'm very sick. Don't snap at me. No.
I'm snapping for you. Like, yes.
Okay, walk home. No, walk home. Please be my guest.
No, walk home. Walk home. Yeah. Doesn't feel so good, right?
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. And this is Talk Nasty to me.
I will say, though, you are, like, encompassing the things that I, like, hate the most about people. Like
eating drywall?
Mouth sounds, and then, like, posting feet pictures a lot. Because you have been doing that recently. And I don't know
what's all of you wanted me to start an OnlyFans, and now... content...
Who?
You asked me, like, 2 episodes ago...
No, because I wanted...
You begged me.
No, I didn't beg you. Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
I just want you to become, you know, financially independent. Like, the cats and I can't keep providing for you.
The cats?
Yeah.
Cowboy did not provide for me.
I've been chipping in from their TikTok fund into your paycheck.
Oh, wow. I only get paid based off, like, how well certain videos do, but, like, you're dipping into their...
Well, I just felt bad. I was like, I don't...
You're beefing it up.
Right.
I was sweet.
Like, oh, Jake earned more money last month and I don't want him to think that I'm like a bad employer or like report me to whatever that thing is called.
The Better Bureaucracy Bureau.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. No.
Oh, I thought that you...
The Better Bureaucracy Bureau, though.
The Better Business Bureau?
Bureau. That sounds right.
Yeah.
The BBB.
Yeah, I don't want you to report me to the BBLs, and I don't want you to be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I've reported Nicole's you to the BBLs.
Yeah, I know you fucking have. I know you have, and that's why I started dipping into the cat's funds, and they don't know how to do math, so they don't know that I'm taking money from them and giving it to you instead. So that's the only reason why I said, oh, maybe if you did an OnlyFans, and maybe, like, you would be happier. I don't know.
I'm trying, but now you're complaining to me about the content I'm posting.
No.
The only reason I post feet pictures is because I'm trying to get people to slide in my DMs and wonder, like, hey, is there like a place where I can get this, you know, on
no
the reg?
No one is gonna do that for you.
Not yet.
Jake, did he vlog the other week against my like will, like literally
came
up
I did not
and,
even
like,
tell you that we he, were gonna do that.
He cut this out of the vlog that he posted on his page. He held a gun up to my head and he said, if you're not gonna be in this vlog, Clementine.
Well, I showed her Clementine. The gun and she, I showed her the gun and she actually got really excited. Like, she was like, oh my gosh, a gun! And then I was like, oh no. And then I was like,
yeah. And then he like really pointed it at me and then I like kind of like pressed it against me. And then he was like, okay, you know what? If you're not gonna be in this vlog, then I will pull the trigger. And that I did get a little bit nervous about that because I didn't think that you actually had it in you. And then he like forced me to vlog with him throughout the day. He like took me to Target and like he forced me to go to Ulta.
I killed people along the way too to keep like the stakes raised for it. I was like, oh, you see that employee over there?
If you watch the vlog, I like get increasingly more anxious and nervous and stressed out.
Yeah, at Pliables, I was like, how many bullets do I have left in this gun, Nicole?
And
are you feeling lucky?
It felt really, really, really intense. And anyway, like, don't even ask where his family is now because, like, his family's in the vlog for, like, a little bit. But there's a reason why they're not there at the end. Anyway, all I'm saying is that you posted a lot of feet pics in feet footage in your vlog. And then on top of that.
I'm trying to free the feet.
You posted a story yesterday with your toes out with a cigarette butt.
Yeah, did you see that?
I hated it. Really? I hated it.
You love cigarettes.
I have never touched a cigarette in my life. I'm very anti-cigarette.
Do you think that was my cigarette?
No one thinks that you smoke. I think you would throw up if you like try to take one puff of a cigarette.
I definitely would. It would be disgusting.
I am very anti-cigarette because like I got my like mom to quit smoking when I was a kid. And so like it is just one of those things that I will never ever try. Other things I will be willing to try.
I had a dream when I was in middle school that my dad started smoking and then I woke up and I was like crying.
See, I would have those nightmares that my mom started smoking again. So your dad didn't smoke at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you lucky duck.
Yeah. But I love you. I like the smell of cigarettes.
No,
sometimes.
And that's what's evil about
I
you.
I like the smell of cigarettes sometimes.
I like the smell of weed. And so when my neighbors
like the smell of weed too.
Smoke,
I used to hate it.
I'm like, hey, you guys smoking weed? And they're like, No, and I'm like, oh, it's completely fine. Like, do you mind opening the door so that I can, like, so kind of, like, can get up air here. Into my house a little bit more? Because I really do like that smell. And, like, the smell of the temple dorms, there's just nothing, like, quite like it. Like, I really miss it.
Where were we the other day where I was like, oh, it smelled like 1940 in here?
1940, for those who don't know, is a dorm. That's not the year.
Oh, yeah. It was like the address of the dorm. But
not the year.
I lived there. I lived in the basement of 1940 sophomore year.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. And I met a man that smelled like... Did I have windows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. We actually had taller ceilings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I met a man recently that smelled like 1940. And then we were in Target the other day, and I was like, it smells like... Or were we in Ulta?
I don't know.
And it smelled like 1940. I was like,
I don't know.
I miss it.
And I was like, you weren't alive during 1940. And then, yeah.
And I was like, not to your knowledge.
I need to talk about my hip. I literally, like, whatever hex you put on me with your song in which you, your whatever fucking hex that you put on me in your diss track, where you said, what did you say exactly? You said, walking slight.
No, that pelvic,
pelvic floor slight.
Yeah, that bum hip is sitting and that pelvic floor slight.
Yeah.
I've been practicing for when I, like, have a live concert coming up.
Whatever he did, it really fucked me up. The pain that I have had to endure as of recent because of my bum hip has been the most tragic thing to ever happen to me.
Do you think sitting in this tub like this has anything to do with it?
It does. It's not. It definitely really hurts. It's not. It's not me. It's not making it worse.
Let's just. Okay. I just want to go on record. Like, this whole setup, like in the bathtub, was your decision for the most part.
If you started a podcast in the year 2024, in the Lord's year 2024,
and you're in a fucking bathtub,
just know that I see it. Don't put that down. But just know I see that shit. And
I don't, because you're irrelevant to me and you will always be irrelevant to me.
Well, I didn't say that. That's really great that you're, like, achieving your dreams and, like, pursuing things that you're passionate about and take inspiration from other people. I don't think
that's... Yeah, it's nice that you steal things.
No,
I plagiarized in high school.
What did you do?
Plagiarized.
Oh.
So, like, I guess you can plagiarize too.
We don't admit that on here. I've never heard that sound before in Philly.
Is it getting farther away?
Yeah. I've never heard that sound.
That was scary. What do you think that was?
The pussy police.
I think it was the ambulance. like you know the one that is by Vibe or whatever, Vibe fucking hospitals. It's like the most Gen Z ambulance you can call. It's like spelled AMBULZ.
Oh my god. The radio really is talking to you. That's so sad. Jake, that's really fucking sad.
Your hip is okay?
Like, no! Like, you want to go back to that? No. Yeah. Let's talk about my hex. Okay, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. And if I have, then whatever. You know what? I saw that thing on Reddit that you guys posted, that sinister ass shit. Who would win in a fight, Jake or Nicole?
That wasn't sinister. They all said you.
No, somebody said that I have a lot of health problems.
Oh.
and that I wouldn't win.
Oh, damn.
I want to clarify. But then, the best thing that someone wrote back was like, no, even though Nicole has health issues, she has mental endurance. And I was like, that's so right. That's so she has valid. Been through a lot. They're like, that's she so has valid. Really seen some things. And Jake has not. I think
I have not. I've seen, yeah,
your so eyes true. Have been closed. Believe me, my eyes have been wide my open. Eyes,
like, I'm like always like this.
I've seen it. And so it's true. Like, I really do think that I could beat you in a fight because I do have, like, the mental health and mental endurance. I don't have as many health problems as everyone thinks I do. I think I'm just open about them because I do have health anxiety to a certain extent. Ooh, shocker. I do have that.
Yeah.
I do, because of my OCD and because of the health anxiety, I do sometimes worry that I may have Munchausen, which the other day I brought up to Jake.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, Munchausen, that's not a real thing. And I go,
no, I didn't say that's not a real thing. I said, you can't, you said that Gigi Hadid.
You can't say that.
Why?
Because
why? Who's gonna stop? Who's? She's not gonna watch.
I love her. She's not gonna watch this. I love her. She's not gonna watch this.
We'll only title the video that we like Gigi Hadid Munchausen with her mother.
Gigi Hadid's mom does have Munchausen's.
She has. I didn't realize that Munchausen's itself. Proxy. Yeah, I didn't think that you could have it. I didn't know that you could have it for yourself, but by proxy makes it so that it's someone else. That's so, that
so like sense. The same fear I have, like with my OCD, that I'm so scared of like one day going into psychosis. I have that, and I have a fear that I have Munchausen, which it just like is like an endless loop. Like there's like no like
what does this have to do with me or me beating your ass in a fight or whatever?
Something about my bum hip. Hold on. So
I'd be like, you want to fight? Come over here. And I'm standing like 5 feet away. And then I watch you like struggle to walk over.
I don't struggle to walk. Oh, that is also another thing. And I've mentioned this in videos before. See, there's so much like health history to me. There's so much health lore to me. Like,
I know. That's why every episode you violate your own HIPAA to like talk about whatever. Not even that. Nicole loves to talk about her cat's health too. We went to Cheesecake Factory the other day. Nicole would not stop talking about how Cowboy almost died.
Because his fucking vet was at the Cheesecake Factory dinner with us.
It's true.
The woman who literally got him in.
It's just...
You evil man.
No.
We're all animal lovers. Sorry you fucking hate your dog.
Don't say that.
Because if you really loved your dog...
will become real.
If you really loved your dog, then you would bring up the time that he almost died all the time.
And use it to get pity.
Yes. Uh-oh. Like, Caleb said something really mean the other day, and then I was like, I have trauma. Today, like, Cowboy coughed.
I thought Cowboy was having a hairball, and guess what? He almost died.
He was having asthma attacks. So
I was feeding him Vaseline.
No, I didn't. I bought the Vaseline. I didn't feed him Vaseline.
You bought it?
It's right there. I didn't give it to him.
Oh.
You
were very close.
I was, because I, like, vet said that you can give them Vaseline to pass a hairball.
You should have vaporubbed. You know Vicks VapoRub?
Yes.
That's what you should have done for him.
No, you sound like my mother. She's like, put a little bit of...
I think he would die, though, because isn't eucalyptus... Isn't that what that's made out of, really?
I'm not sure.
But, like, eucalyptus also, like, cats can't...
Don't put that on your cat, and I didn't put that on my cat, and I didn't give my cat anything that I wasn't supposed to. I'm a really good cat parent, and I just want everyone to know that I did the right thing, and I took my cat to the vet, and that if you're giving your cat VapoRub, then you're
she
probably
just
like...
She didn't just take her cat to the vet. She took her cat to two vets.
They told me it was serious. You don't want your cat fucking coughing.
Let's talk about that day too, because Nicole was like, because I was like, oh, like, I'll come, or she was like, you can come with me, because I guess we were supposed to hang out that day. And then I was like, okay, yeah, cool, like, but I might have to meet you there. And then she was like, if you're not at my house by 2 p.m do not come.
I did not say that.
Terrible friend.
I said nothing like
that.
And
I was like, oh my God. And I hopped in my car at 1:45 and I made it here.
No. Do you want to know what actually happened?
I don't want to know what actually happened.
Let's say...
I'm cutting it out of the video.
No, you're not. Because I have the footage, so I'll put it right the fuck back in. What actually happened was...
I'm corrupting it.
The real... No, you're not. Because I'm putting it on my laptop first. The real story is that Cowboy was very ill. Very ill and very sick, and so like I was like praying over him and like giving him like healing energy and good vibes and like trying to like get, you know, the hairball to expel out of his body.
Love, yeah.
And nothing was fucking coming out, because he woke me up in the middle of the night, and it's like a really sinister video. You can insert it if you want, but it's like,
oh, the video of him going hacking,
him going just like that over and
you're
over,
like, Jake,
over.
You make too many mouth sounds into the fucking thing, and here you are, you're like, oh, I have literally gagging on the microphone.
No, everyone knows that, like, any animal lover, like, you wouldn't know this because you hate your dog, but like any animal lover knows that the sound, I hate the sound of people eating. It used to actually, before medication, it used to drive me so crazy. Like, I literally had to sit alone in my room and eat. It was very awful. But the sound of animals eating is the cutest thing in the entire world. Like, I can sit there and like listen to like the cats going, and I will eat that shit up. Like, I
can do that with like the turtle that eats the cherry tomato.
Oh, yeah. Or I used to always watch the videos of turtles having sex, because do you know what they sound like?
Yeah, because I said that.
I was just
talking about that the other day at my job.
It's just really weird how you're trying to, like, you know, diverge from the conversation about my bum hip.
But I remember me and my coworker were having the conversation, and I was like, she was saying that turtles don't make noise, and I was like, yes, they do.
Oh,
they go like this. Ah. And then this kid comes up to us, like, I don't know, 12 years old, and she's like, turtles don't make that noise. And I was like, I didn't remember that it was a video of two turtles having sex. Yeah. So I was like, yes, they do. They go, ah. And then I pull up the video for me and my coworker, and I'm like, I can't show that to the child. I can't show that to them.
No, I like, I love that sound.
What were you saying?
Before about that, cowboy ill, cowboy coughing, cowboy gagging. Cowboy was...
You want me to insert the video of cowboy gagging?
You can't. Cowboy, I thought he had a hairball because that's what TikTok.com said. And so
oh, perfect.
I thought that he had a hairball. And also it's like, oh, March is hairball season. So I was like, okay, valid. But then everything online was like, well, if they're doing this for longer than 24 to 48 hours, then like you need to take them to the vet. But I got him like hairball remedy thing. They said that you could give them Vaseline. And that's what's helping because it's the main ingredient in the medication that they use to give it to them. There's a lot of people online who do not agree with that. I don't want to get into any fucking arguments. I don't, if I see a single argument about giving your cat Vaseline, go to the vet. Don't ask me what I'm supposed to be giving to a cat. The point is that it's one of the main ingredients in the medication that they give to cats. But people hate petroleum jelly. Like, people hate Vaseline. Like, people are very anti petroleum jelly and Vaseline.
I give my cat asbestos.
You don't, okay. I give my cat
yummy
whatever. So I gave him the hairball remedy. He is still hacking. He is still going at it. I was concerned.
Like, am I gonna have to go in there and get that hairball out for
him? I thought about it, and I would for him. For him, I would do anything.
His mouth is so tiny, though. You'd have to get like tweezers.
I know. Well, my little fingers, they're just so tiny and little, like they can get in there.
Your long ass acrylics.
Yeah. They're not acrylics. They're flexible gel. Jesus. So I call his vet, and they're busy. They like don't have time for me. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do now?
Okay.
So then I go to the vet nearby here, and I was like, oh my God, do you guys happen to have an appointment? And they happen to have an appointment that same day after I just bought Vaseline. So now I have Vaseline in hand because that was like my last option of hope because I was like, I can't fucking get into a vet. So now I have a whole tube of Vaseline just like for my own personal use. And now, and... I got Cowboy a visit. Cowboy goes in and they're like, well, we're kind of worried it might be heartworm. And I was like, heartworm? What the fuck? Oh. I was like, he doesn't go outside. I give him his preventatives. Like, what the fuck? They start scaring.
He would have heartworm.
They start scaring me so badly about heartworm. Have you seen pictures of heartworm? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently cats like don't very much like get heartworm. It's mainly dogs who get it. Anyway, I spent $700 at the vet. Mad, so. Just for them to, you know, take an x-ray, give him, you know, antibiotic, just like all this stuff. Whatever, fine. He is not handling the antibiotic. At this point, like, he is, like, on his deathbed. He is vomiting everywhere. There's vomit in every single, like, square inch of my house. If you took a black light, if that happens to show vomit, cat vomit, just know this place would glow up. Like, this shit would be bright as hell.
Damn.
My whole apartment. Because there was vomit.
I think it's just cat urine that does that.
Okay, well, they're not peeing around the house. But just believe that he is, like, he was just spraying it everywhere. Because he would, like, start sprinting because he would get so freaked out because he's, like, projectile vomiting from the medication. Aww. It was so sad. And, like, I just felt so defeated because when he was sick as a kitten, I really did think he was going to die. Because the vet literally said to me, yeah, we've seen kittens like in this condition die before because he was like just kept like rapidly losing weight and was not eating and was just very ill. So,
but he's a trooper.
Well, if you think that I'm overdramatic, just like you're so fucking overdramatic. So I'm taking Cowboy to the vet here, there. I'm like, I get an appointment.
Why did I say that you were overdramatic?
You were like, is it that serious?
No, because you texted me and you're like, LOL, Cowboy.
Okay.
Cowboy is having hairball. Or my, LOL, that is Cowboy.
That's not what happened.
Cowboy has asthma.
That's not what happened.
Might have asthma. That's and not I was what like, happened. And I was like mother, that's, like son.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, because Jacob, I was clearly
what
in
distress. Talking about?
I was in distress and Jake would
I
not.
I was not clear. You were not clear. We just threw yes, text
how
message.
How dare you tell me that I'm not in distress. I was in so much distress.
That wasn't... No, I'm not saying that you weren't. Maybe you were, but that wasn't what was coming across over text message.
Oh, well, then
you
said, read
you said
my
he
mind
has
better.
Asthma, and for
read
me...
Read my mind better.
For me and you, asthma's, like, funny. Your asthma is hilarious to me.
That is fucked up.
But for a cat, it's a little less.
Yeah. Anyway, Jake, I'm like literally telling him, and I'm like,
you gave him your asthma.
Jake texts me in the morning as if he needs to know my fucking daily itinerary. And he's like, what are you doing today? Even if that means he doesn't want to hang out. And I'm like, okay, like I've just gotten used to that being like part of the daily routine.
So I'm just trying to like be like, hey, oh, like, I know. Hopefully my friend has something going on today.
I know. But you're like, what are you doing today? And I'm like, taking Cowboy to the hospital. And then what do you say?
I missed that part though. I didn't read that part.
I missed it. That's the only thing I texted you. And Jake goes, I bought $50 of yogurt at the fucking store. I just bought
$50 worth of Skyr.
I sat there and I just went through, I had a really bad night the night before. Like I had to take my video down after it already had like 70,000 views.
I did know about.
Because I called you at 2 a.m. because you happen to be awake. And what are you doing?
I'm untying this so I can tie it again.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Yeah, thanks.
It's my fidget toy. What were you saying?
I like only slept for a few hours. I was already like really upset because of that. And then on top of that, Cowboy's really ill. And then now, who I like think is like my best friend, I'm like,
best friends.
Okay. And now, you got demoted after this. And I was I'm really upset. Like, I have to take Cowboy to the hospital today. That's what I'm doing today. And he's like, I just got $50 from my mom and I went to go buy Skyr. Yeah. And I literally was like, fuck you. And I just sat there and like Cowboy's dying in my arms, taking his last breaths. And like, that's the response. That's the response. That he like just crawled into the video like a couple minutes ago.
He's dead. That's not the worst thing though. There's been times where Nicole's told me things that are very serious, like how her mom has cancer. And then I feel like have we talked about this on the podcast before?
Maybe, but Jake.
But I thought that she was pranking me. So I responded. She was like, I need to tell you something or something. And I went, last night I had the strangest dream. I sailed away to China in a little rowboat to find you.
And I was like, my mom has cancer.
And I was like, I literally turned to Jared, my little brother. And I was like, what do I say? I was like, I don't know how to recover. Like, you know, it's bad when I'm going to him.
Yeah. And so the same. Yeah, that must have been like, and that was years ago. So we weren't seeing each other as often because it was during COVID. But anyway, same thing was happening now where I'm like in active distress, like low amount of sleep, cat dying in my arms, video cat absolutely flopping, career going down the drain.
That's not at all. Like, none of that is even true.
Me losing all my sponsors. Oh, well, losing everything away from me, losing my friends, losing my house, losing my loved ones, like losing everything from me because this video had to get taken down. And then on top of that, I'm like, yeah, well, Cowboy's dying. And then you're like, LOL, just bought $50 worth of yogurt. And I was like,
I was trying to update you on my life. Like, you
know. I didn't ask. And that's why I don't text you in the morning asking for your itinerary, because it's probably going
to
be like,
ask for your itinerary. I say like, hey, bestie, what you up to?
My bum hip hurts. I've had pain.
You might notice that Nicole's jacked because she's actually.
Okay, I was on steroids for 6 days, guys. I know. Like, let's relax.
Flex for everyone. Don't flex. Save that for your OnlyFans.
Okay. Yeah, it's been really hard. I had an injury 2 years ago at a Tame Impala concert. Something like really traumatic happened to me.
I can't believe that all of this stems from a Tame Impala concert.
Yeah, I can't fucking really either. Wild. I wish I had a cooler story, but I don't. It's just that I was dancing and then I was never the same after that. Anyway.
Maybe you need to go to another Tame Impala concert and it will like all reverse.
I know. I probably should. Anyway, now I'm going to physical therapy and my bum hit.
Oh, you are?
I am going to.
Oh, great. Therapy. Okay, cool.
Like, I haven't started yet. I got the referral today. Oh! Which brings me to my story of how I went for an x-ray.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I went to my doctor. I was anticipating. I already wrote down in my notes for the podcast what I was going to do. Like, I already wrote down. I was like, oh, I'm going to say that I got a shot in my ass because that's exactly what's going to happen today. Today, I'm getting a steroid shot in my ass to, like, help with the pain because that's what my doctor said. If the oral steroids don't work, then I'm going to give you a shot in the ass. If oral doesn't work, in the ass. And I was like, oh, great. So I already wrote down in my notes.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
That was really funny.
Thank you. It came that right off the
really
dome.
Good.
So I already anticipated I was going to get a shot in the ass. I didn't get that. I got an x-ray. Go get my x-ray done. I hang out with Jake later that day. I'm waiting for my results, anticipating. I'm like, let's find out if something's wrong with my bum
hip.
Shoved
in my ass.
Right. No. The x-ray was just supposed to, like, okay.
I thought the x-ray was going to tell you if you were going to get steroids in your ass.
No, she just didn't want to give me any pain relief. Anyway, I'm waiting for the x-ray. And it doesn't say anything about my hips. My hips are perfect. Everything's fine. What it does say, though, fecal retention is consistent with constipation. So basically, I went for this whole x-ray. I drove all the way home. I drove over an hour home to get an x-ray just for them to tell me, oh, your hips are fine. Your bones are fine. You don't have arthritis. There's no, like, nothing dislocated. Nothing's broken, obviously. You do, however, have constipation. And I didn't ask. And by the way, just for everyone who, like, was curious, I, like, didn't. Like, I was on my normal, like, schedule. Like, everything was fine. Well, I just ate good that day.
Maybe, though, like, in your, like, maybe, like, your current state at the time of it was, like, the poop wasn't all the way at
it was 8:30 in the morning. What did they want from me? Like, I just don't want to be read like that. And I feel like that's really unnecessary. And I think that she should just mind her business, shut up, don't tell me things like that, and give me opioids.
You should get opioids. I'm trying to get...
He's alive.
Where's the oxy plug?
I know. And you know what? If I don't get opioids soon from this doctor, I swear to God, I'm gonna riot. And also in my neighborhood
the way you pick him up is so uncomfortable.
I know, it's because I wanted him to like not get on the wires, but in my neighborhood I've just been seeing a lot of these bottles all around, and I at first when I saw them I was like, oh my God, I feel the rush, because I thought they were poppers
too when you sent me that picture.
Yeah, they're not. They're Neptune's Fix. They're synthetic opioids, which Emmy Hartman, the TikToker, the one who goes, Karma got its kiss from me, or whatever.
Emmy. Yeah, what? She knows Neptune's Kiss.
She accidentally was taking synthetic opioids. She's been talking about it on her TikTok because, like, a coffee shop was selling them.
What the fuck?
And they were like, natural energy, like, very good for you, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, oh my God, I love this. Like, this feels amazing and everything. And there's, like, a whole Reddit subgroup of people who get, like, addicted to these, like, synthetic opioids. And they call it, like, gas station heroin.
Do you, like, ingest it by mouth?
I don't know.
Because that's what I'm wondering. Like, how far are you going with the naturalness that you are, like, injecting it into you?
I don't know.
That's
crazy. I don't think you're injecting it.
Well, that's what you would do with heroin.
Right, I know, but, like... Believe me. I believe you. I don't, like...
Like, trust me.
No, but, like, I didn't need that information coming from you for me to know that.
Oh.
But there are a lot of smoke shops around here.
There are.
Yeah, and so, like, that's where they're getting them from. And so, anyway, if she doesn't help my bum hip soon, just know I will be picking up Neptune's Fix.
You can get it off Emmy. Like, she probably needs to get rid of some.
I think she said that a brand sent some to her. Like, she was taking them for a while.
She got a Neptune's Fix sponsor?
I know. She was taking them for a while, and she's, like, freaking out online about it, like, the past couple
days.
That's
wild.
I know.
That's wild. Can I ask, though, if something's a synthetic opioid, is it not just still an opioid? Like you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I don't know. Synthetic weed, real weed?
No, but that's, like, a very specific... Opioids are, like, a broad category
of,
like, things. Like, I'm pretty sure most opioids are synthetic. Like, that's kind of, like, the thing, right?
I have no idea. But just know and believe that I'm in pain.
Oh, I wanted to talk about Cowboy...
See what he did? What he did? Like, I was talking about, like, a woman's pain, and, like, he, like, switched the subject immediately to talk about a man's pain. Like, that's really weird of you.
But your cat's pain?
No, go on.
No, do you care about your cat's pain?
He's fine. He's fine.
I want to say, though.
Oh, he has asthma? I have a bum hip.
We were at the vet, and Nicole was like, what can we do? And the vet, like, turns to Nicole and is like, it's like, well, there is something that we can do, which is put him under, fill his lungs with, just put some saline in his lungs, and then just, like, shake him around
a bit. That's exactly the motion that shake him around a bit.
And then, like, get it out and, like, see what's up. And I was like...
Like, see the bacteria that's in the saline from his lungs.
Yeah. And Nicole was like, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, why?
Jake would really love that.
He would love that.
I'm not putting my cat fucking under. And number two, we're not putting something in his lungs if it doesn't have to be. We're not putting liquid into his lungs.
Saline would just clean it up.
We're not putting liquid into his lungs. I don't give a fuck what it is.
It's so funny, though, that they offered that, too. That
is insane. Like, literally, like, this was the first step. Like, literally.
like before, you know, antibiotics or anything like that. It was like, no, but we can, like, fill him like a balloon with saline.
I don't know why they scare you like that. Because then she also said to me, Oh yeah, well, like we've seen cats, you know, they like have those attacks, like the ones that you have taken videos of, and like they've had to come in and like be like stuck in like a little incubator for like 2 days. And
that just,
like,
was be funny on oxygen. Too.
And I'm just like looking what? At them in like horror, and I'm like, can we like try treatment first before yeah. like I talk? Like I what about, believe like,
bubblegum medicine.
It's the same. That's exactly what he got. He got bubblegum flavored medicine. Lucky boy. But
he loves it.
That's the exact same thing that happened when he was like little and like a kitten and was yeah. dying. Was the vet looked at me. Except I was all alone, didn't have a friend, didn't have support, like didn't have anything or anyone around me. It really sucked, and like I had this dying kitten in my hands. It was really hard, and it was around like the holidays, and anyway, like I had no support, and like my friends were like, I'm buying $50 worth of Secure. Oh, I did. I had to wipe his ass every night. Like
I remember
in like at least 3 to 4 times Adam and I would take turns like wiping his ass because he would cry because he had like just like severe diarrhea. Anyway. and they were like, yeah, we've seen kittens like this die. I'm like, what happened to optimism? What happened to hope? What happened to faith? What happened to, like, you know, hoping everything will get better?
You're going to get, like, an illness diagnosis. And they're going to be like, we're not sure, like, how much longer you have to live. And you're going to be like, what happened to optimism?
Right. they tell me my bum hip is, like, something, like, really, fatal. Yeah. They're like, this pain will never go away. This is so chronic. Like, you will have this pain for the rest of your life. And your leg will always feel numb. And just know that no amount of, like, medication can help you. The Neptune's fix is not going to help you. The synthetic opioids aren't going to help you. Weed's not going to help you. Kratom's not going to help you.
Colloidal silver
is not going to help you. Literal heroin, black tar heroin is not going to help you. Good fucking luck. And I'll have to sit there and be like, what happened to hope? What happened to optimism?
In prayer.
What happened to faith?
Period.
What happened to manifestation?
What happened? Like,
what happened to positivity?
Doctors are out to get us. Like, they just don't want us.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I've been saying that. Doctors don't want to see us happy. Doctors don't want to see me happy because instead of telling me, like, oh my God, Nicole, your pelvis looks so beautiful on this scan, they have to leave sinister ass comments. Sorry. And look at what my doctor wrote. Mind you, this is the same doctor that told me that I would gain weight if I took gabapentin. That I'm just letting you know. Like, she's just really
sorry.
Like toxic to me. Sorry. Why are you apologizing?
It just smells like wrong player in here.
Like what?
Wrong player.
Wrong player?
Yeah. It just smells like...
What's wrong player?
A lot of things are wrong. It's really upsetting. You get it?
I have never like clenched like, my
it's
teeth
like, it's
so
like, what's
hard.
Up, dog? But what's wrong player?
I have like never... I'm telling you, all the molars Was in my mouth funny? Are cracked. Like, they are all, like, have hairline fractures in all of them.
Was that funny?
Later when we will be eating, there will be pieces of my molars coming out.
Stop. I have so many nightmares about that.
Well, it's going to come to real life because that's what just happened to me because you pissed me off so bad
saying that. I have nightmares of that happening.
X-ray of hip is negative for arthritis.
Send that to me.
FX.
Oh, wait. I already have it.
Like, special effects. I think that's what she meant by the FX.
You have a special effects.
No, she said it's negative. No special effects in my hip.
Oh.
No dislocation. Positive for constipation. Evil fucking woman. Evil, evil, diabolical.
What
woman.
Happened to hope?
Toxic.
What happened to optimism?
Toxic.
When they tell me I have constipation.
And maybe she is watching because she's so used to see my Curology ads.
Is that what she said?
Maybe.
Call me Clint the way I eat wood.
You can't.
Clint Eatwood. The actor, Clint Eatwood. That was actually like legitimately on.
For constipation.
On a billboard.
Getting shot in the ass.
Lavender marriage. Do you know what that is?
Lavender marriage?
Yeah, do you know what a lavender marriage is?
Lavender marriage. It sounds like a lesbian wedding.
It's not.
What is it?
It's when like a gay man and a...
Oh, so it is a lesbian wedding.
Yeah. When a gay man and a straight woman are like oh live together and like do everything together, like Twink and a redhead.
Oh my
us.
God, so it did have to do with the Alphabet Mafia. All you had to say was like lavender and I knew immediately what it was about. I was like, sounds pretty fucking gay. I didn't know if I want to say queer or gay. Oh, here's something else that I have to call you out for. So what did you think that you were doing the other day, like when you came over to my house and drank a cup of coffee? Mind you, I have two bins in my house, okay? I have a trash can and I have a recycling bin. Now, You know I live here alone and that I am but a girl. And, like, I'm taking my trash out
on my
own. Just
because I shit in your trash can doesn't make me a bad person.
I let that slide. After you shit my trash can, I let that slide. I was like, fine, it happened once.
I missed the toilet.
You can't help it. But what did you think that you were doing when you put in a cup of coffee filled with still a little bit of coffee and half of the cup of ice. So basically just melted all into disgusting little brown water. And you put that into my recycling without...
Did I put that in your recycling?
Oh, yeah, you did. Wow. Oh, yeah, you did. And then I had to sit there and go and take it out and go... And wow. take it out and then lift the lid and then pour the rest of the water, which was half of the cup, pour it down the drain. And then I had to put the lid back on. So I had to touch the place where your lips touch the cup lid and put that back in the recycling. What did you think that you were doing by that?
I'm so sorry. I feel like maybe I thought that I was just putting it in the trash can.
When you... Oh, but why would you put liquid in my trash can?
I've done it before.
Why are you doing that?
I'm so sorry.
When you,
I think you need to get this out though.
What?
Through music.
Oh, me doing my diss tracks?
Yeah, you could do it.
Listen, I'm working on something. I'm fucking working on something. I have a MIDI keyboard. Don't you fucking worry.
You have it.
Don't you worry.
You're like, I have a MIDI keyboard. And it's still in the box.
I have a MIDI keyboard.
I have it.
And I have a guitar.
You have a guitar?
In my room.
That's true.
When you get a place, when you start living with my boyfriend and his boyfriend, when you guys all move in together,
yeah.
I swear to you, I'm not going to give them... You know what? I am actually going to give them havoc. Because there's been times...
Give them havoc.
Adam, my boyfriend, is a very hairy individual. He can't help it. And I love him.
Adam, it's okay.
I literally have to take like the Chom Chom and Chom Chom the sheets to get... The Chom Chom is like this... it's like made for like pet hair. It's like a lint roller. The but Chom like anyway. Chom.
I love that name.
I have to take that and use that. But that's not his fault. You know what I mean? Like he tries to clean up after himself the best that he can because he knows that he's hairy.
And I don't.
Listen, Brad. Brad doesn't do much wrong here. When he stays over here, he doesn't really do anything wrong.
You could have made a diss track for Brad so easily.
No, he's a nice boy. Like
No, you could have for wine
opener. He's a nice guy. Oh, yeah. But other than that, nice boy. You, however... When you get an apartment and you live with them, I am going to shit in your sheets. Like, I'm going to do something.
Would you?
I'm going to do something evil.
And
something,
guess what? I'm going to sell them.
Something.
For a lot of money. Nicole Raffi shit sheets.
Something that, like, encompasses all of the awful things that you have done. All the times that you have stepped on my little rug with your sneakers. All the times that you have put in a half full cup of coffee into my recycling bin. I'm going to take all of those things,
you know what?
Add it all up, and then shit on your pillow.
I wish that yesterday when you got your flat tire, I had just started walking home.
Good fucking luck. Go ahead. Go walk home for like 13 hours. Go ahead.
No, I had my car.
Walk home. No, walk home. Please be my guest.
No, walk home. Walk home. Yeah. Doesn't feel so good, right? Yeah.
My tire popped yesterday.
Doesn't feel good.
Because the other day I was driving.
No, speak on it.
Listen, it's about moving past it. Don't snap at me. You don't.
No. I'm snapping for you. Like, yes.
Okay, I'm speaking on it. Let a woman speak. Damn.
Remember this.
When I shit in your bed, I don't want you to say anything to me. I don't want to hear not even.
And
like,
I won't. You know what? I will actually, because I'm going to say thank you. And then I'm going to say, this is going to be taken and cloned. You're going to be cloned.
You can't clone off of shit.
You don't know that. Oh, you don't fucking know that. You don't fucking know that. You're actually just guessing.
I need to tell the landlord story. Last summer, I look outside my window and my neighbor's like patio is flooded. With a lot of water. I was like, oh, weird, whatever. And they're all suddenly like...
The one right here?
Downstairs.
Oh, wow.
And they're all moving their things out of the apartment. Like, very quickly. Like, movers are here and everything. And they're packing up suitcases and everything. A lot was happening. Oh, my God. Kias are getting recalled. It's like it's deja like vu. Summer
all over again.
It's deja vu. I just got a notification from Citizen saying that. But anyway.
Citizen is telling you Kias are being recalled?
Yes.
Damn.
Electric ones, to be specific.
That would have been nice.
I think they're catching fire.
So no. Oh.
Yeah, they're turning off Hunger while Games? Driving.
Oh. Oh my God. What?
Imagine going 80 on the highway and then it comes to a stop.
And you're like, yeah, you're going to die.
My neighbors start moving out like really quickly. And I was like, okay, I guess, which I kind of made sense. I don't think my neighbors downstairs like really liked me. Because I kept saying hi to her husband. And I was nice
homewrecker.
To him. I know.
Homewrecker.
I'm such a slut for that.
Homewrecker.
And I kept vacuuming and sending him messages through the floorboards. I was sexting him through messages through the floorboards of me vacuuming.
Wow.
Different like...
You're talented.
Different like...
patterns.
Patterns meant different things.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You don't do that for the guys downstairs anymore.
Hell no, not them. I'm not doing that for them. I only like my men married. That's So anyway, as I was saying,
that's going at the beginning.
That's why Jake's mom doesn't like me very much. But anyway.
Wow.
Is that true?
What?
That your mom doesn't like me?
I can't confirm it.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. My therapist talked to you, didn't she?
Yeah.
About, like, giving me...
I think you know the answer
confirmation
to that.
Or whatever the hell it's called that I want. Reassurance. That's what I want.
Confirmation. I want that Catholic part of my life back.
So I wake up to a text message from my landlord where she's texting the whole building. And she's like, the first floor neighbors, unfortunately, had a huge... spillage where basically the sewer tank like backed up and like came out of their like bathtubs and their toilets.
I do remember that a little bit.
And she said that they like went through the septic tank and they found what was stuck
yes
in
I remember
there.
This so much.
They found what was stuck in there, and that it was panty liners, pads, and tampons all like in the septic tank. And she said, I will find out. She goes, this time I'll let it pass, but this is going to be like a 4,000, maybe she said 10,000. It was either 4,000, 10,000, or $40,000 of a change. I know that those are all like very big, like, difference in numbers, but like that's all I remember. It was either one of those three numbers to repair the septic tank. And she's like, I'll let it slide this time, but the next time that this happens, I will be doing a DNA test to all the women in the building to see whose menstrual products those were. I felt so scared and deceived because I was like, first of all, I use a chalice. I use a menstrual cup. And second of all, how the fuck are you going to do a DNA test with everyone's shit and piss and blood mixed together in the septic tank? And I know that you can't do that. And I don't think that's
isn't
legal.
Isn't there DNA in piss?
Jake, it's all mixed together.
No, I know, but there is DNA in piss.
I don't know. But it's all...
I swallowed a lot of DNA.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Recently.
Okay.
If that's the case.
I don't think you hadn't been hanging out with anyone besides me. Oh my god, that's why you're so excited for me to shit in your bed. Jesus, you just can't do a DNA test with like a bunch of shit and piss and soup in this in the sewage tank. And I just thought that was like a very crazy thing for her to say.
I remember, weren't you like confronted by them? Or no, you weren't. You said to her, you were like,
I use
a Diva cup. And she was like, what's that? You're like, it collects it. And then
she's
I
like,
take
show me.
And then I take a sip of the Diva's cup.
She's like, show me. I'm like, I really can't. It's in me right now.
You took it out and you were like, isn't it suction a little bit?
Yeah, it doesn't make a sound though.
No?
No, you should probably be really worried if like you are taking it out. And
I'm not going to be worried.
Yeah, I know, because you don't care about women. You don't care about like what's going on with their health or anything that happens to their bodies. I know, believe me.
I don't care about what happens to your body.
No.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think that?
I'm just asking if that's the case.
I just don't think that you do. Oh, I have a package ready.
I do actually care about women. And I care about one very specific woman. Dylan Mulvaney. And I bring this up.
I'm worried what you're going to say.
Why?
What are you going to say?
What do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to just let you speak.
I love trans people, first of all. But Dylan Mulvaney came out with a song.
Yeah, I know.
You know about this? And everybody is like mad about the song.
Oh yeah, I know.
Are you mad about the song?
No.
Right. I'm like, women make songs like that all the time. It's a badass song. It's a terrible song. No. Oh, you love it.
Better than yours.
It's like Friday.
I like it.
That was the inspiration.
Like, I probably won't be like listening to it like in my like daily life, but like.
Okay. No, I don't. I really don't. Like, I think it's not, like, a particularly, like, catchy song or
I don't think she made it with
fun.
The intention
That's,
of, like...
No, I think... No, regardless, my opinion of, like, what the song... How the song sounds doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, people's reaction to it have been very transphobic.
Oh, it's because literally everyone on TikTok who has, like, made those videos is a TERF. And they all have been, like...
And it's disgusting.
They're all, like... Dylan Mulvaney has said. That's what I was really scared that you were going to say, and I was like, "This is
no, I think the opposite. I'm like,
no, because all
like,
of the
women make things about girliness and like whatever and Ozempic and fucking SSRIs all the time. So what's the problem? Like Dylan is a woman.
That was just like a weird example.
Ozempic.
Women are always talking about like their boobs and Ozempic.
No, but you know what I mean, though.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Like, I have said in videos many times, like, I'm but a girl. And, like, my, like, bio on TikTok is, like, teenage baby girl, professional teenage baby girl. Like, I literally, like, play into that joke all the time of, like, minimizing us and whatever. But, like, as a joke. And the second that Dylan Mulvaney does it, because she's,
everyone's, like, pissed.
I love to go shopping, and I
take Ozempic.
And I don't think she said that. No, she doesn't. And, like, walk of shame, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? I don't know. But it reminds me of this other creator on TikTok, Lily Tino.
Okay.
Who went to who would go to restaurants and, like, review the food there. She was trans.
Yes.
There was a very viral thing that was, like, you obviously, like, she got up and stormed out because they misgendered her. And, like, it happens a lot to her. And everyone's, like, you can't, like, expect them to know, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, while I agree with that, it's, like, every time somebody criticizes a trans person, people are so bad because they just, like, borderline on transphobia every single time. Oh, yeah. Like, and it's, like, there's a way to be critical of things, even things that trans people do, without, like, being transphobic. Does that make sense?
I think it's because people think that, like, once they're in another, like, in a marginalized community, that they can immediately shit on someone else and be like, no, I'm not being transphobic. Like, I'm just, I have the right to speak on this because I am gay, or I am, like, whatever it may be. And they think that it's okay to suddenly speak poorly about trans women, especially.
Yeah. It's a problem.
It's
disgusting.
I felt like when my TikTok for you page all started suddenly being, like, people very angry at Dylan, I was like, am I, like, did I suddenly get on the wrong side of things?
Yeah. That's why I was wondering, because I'm seeing a lot of people comment on it, and I'm like, my algorithm wouldn't just, like, be hating Dylan Mulvaney right now.
Like, oh, my whole algorithm. And then it, like, switched up, like, a few days later, and then that's crazy. And then it seemed to be, like, people finally got, well, I think people finally started to get fed up because, like, everyone was getting fed the same stuff, the same trophy stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
But, yeah, it was really sad to see.
I didn't see a lot of the other end of it. I only saw, like, the first part.
It was
upsetting.
Because
We are stand with you, girl.
We are stand with you, girl.
Period. And, like, I mean that earnestly.
Yeah.
Usually I mean that, like, kidding.
No, but we are
stand with you. With you, girl. That's a reference. Did you want to talk about...
It's, like, very evil of you to do.
What?
Like, say, that's a reference, but then, like, not say, like, what the reference is.
I'm gatekeeping.
We don't do that on this channel. Maybe we do that on your channel.
Fine, you know what I'm not going to gatekeep? Jack Harlow has a really wonderful video with a chiropractor in which he gets all of his regions cracked. And
it's the horniest
video I've ever watched.
It is really horny.
It's so horny.
Like, literally, Jake put it on the TV, and I, like, stopped everything I was doing, and I just went...
I've been gel maxing to it for weeks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Edgemax gel maxing.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
Jack Harlow chiropractic video. He got the big one, or whatever they called it.
The big crack?
That's what they called it, or something. It was like, Jack Harlow gets big crack.
Oh, I didn't know that he did that. Good for him.
I know.
Heard about Jack Harlow's big crack, and I'm really happy for him. No, yeah, he was getting, like, tossed around like a little rag doll.
Yeah, like by what that cowboy man. Would have been if we let if we let him get his lungs filled. But that man was touching Jack Harlow so much. I was like, damn.
I said that I'm in pain, and Jay goes to me, have you tried a chiropractor? Like, okay, great. You want me to die. Great. You wish ill upon
they,
me.
They, like, take your leg off.
That's so, like, that's so great.
You, like a little Barbie doll.
You want me to be in more pain. You actually have ill will against me.
No, I think it's good that you're going to, what's it called?
Physical therapy. I'm really fucking scared of physical therapists because it's, like, usually, like, really, like, it's, like, the frat boys that went to physical therapy school. I knew this because I was going to go to physical therapy school. And so it's all, like, frat boys. So my chances of, like, a frat boy, like, you know, taking my leg and bending it backwards and, like, putting it behind my head is, like, really high. We didn't even talk about how sexy the man was who replaced my tire yesterday, who fixed my tire for $15.
He was so hot. But, like, not even in, like, an, like in a, well, no, he was attractive, but then he was even hotter when he did it in 5 minutes and then charged you $15. Like, I was like, do you need head?
I love that man.
He was gorgeous.
Anyway, Elvis's Tire Shop in Philadelphia, big shout out.
Big, huge.
And if they raise their prices to $20 to fix your tire, like if you happen to have a huge ass screw in it, just know that they did up their prices. But it is worth
it. It's so worth it.
That man was so kind to me. He could have totally taken advantage of me.
Like pricing-wise.
Pricing-wise.
He could have totally taken advantage of me.
It's not taking advantage if I'm like, you know. Before we talk about the show, mm-hmm. we have to talk about Polish word of the day before I forget.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Because I just feel like it's going to be weird if I like try to give you Polish word of the day like after talking about like Dan Schneider.
What is it? Like pedophilia?
No. I don't even know the Polish word for that. Polish word of the day is a song that I showed you yesterday on the way to the tire shop.
Oh, yay. Yay.
All right. First word.
Onna.
Oh, actually, maybe I didn't show you this one. No. First word, jesteś.
Jesteś.
That means to be. Second word.
Jesteś or not jesteś.
Or nie jesteś.
Jesteś or nie jesteś.
Okay. And then the second word is szalona.
Jesteś szalona.
Yeah.
What is it?
You're crazy.
Is that what the song was called?
No, it's a different one. I do have to show you that later.
Oh, because what was the one song
called? Ona tańczy dla mnie.
What is that?
She only dances for me.
Wait, what was it? Ona
tańczy dla mnie.
Ona tańczy dla mnie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's szalona. It's just really weird that you're like not saying along.
Yes, that's
szalona.
Szalona.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Bow, bow, bow. No, we watched quite on set. The last 2 days, because initially the first day we skipped the third episode, which is like kind of like
the
most intense episode. Yeah, and probably.
Like there were so many signs that we had skipped it, which was like we had said so many things like, wow, like we're already on episode 4 and
wow,
and like
really skipped
and
past
like
Drake's
I feel
story.
Like they didn't talk about Drake and Josh a lot.
Yeah, and we accidentally skipped it.
Yeah,
so we watched it yesterday anyway. Very wild, very crazy. Not to make this about me. I did say in my video about Jeanette McCurdy that I think people are going to start talking about how bad their experience was, like with Nickelodeon and working in child entertainment. And like, I'm just saying, I am a little bit psychic for that. And I think the whole cast of Ned's Declassified should go to hell.
Oh, why?
You didn't see?
No.
Oh my god, their podcast.
No, see, this is perfect. This is
good. Now we have podcast and podcast beef. The whole cast.
Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide?
Yeah, that whole thing.
Okay.
Where they basically just like talk about how they're reminiscing on.
Yeah, on like literally like.
Something that happened 20 years ago and that they can't like.
Like, yeah, like having like teenage relationships with each other. Is that what they were doing?
Yeah, they like boned in like a closet.
Boned. That's I was trying to find like an appropriate way of saying that.
Anyway, they basically like went on live and were making fun of Drake and like his experience.
What?
Oh my god, yeah. They said some like really nasty, like raunchy things.
Actually, that's fucked up. Yes. Who? The three of them?
The main guy, Ned.
Oh, Devin?
Yeah.
Ew. Mm-hmm. He really did that? Why?
No, he said some like nasty ass shit. Like he
was their show made by
Dan
Schneider?
He was like mocking. I think so because they said that they didn't have that experience on the show.
That sucks. They're gross for that.
And they're like, that didn't happen to us. And they like try to make it about them by going on live and like talking. I don't know. Maybe they go on live often, but they were talking about it, making jokes and like making whole jokes and stuff. And like just very, very nasty.
That's terrible.
I know. And I don't know. I do see a lot of things about like Drake and his, because a lot of people are like unsure how they feel about his kind of like resurgence back into
right.
like the spotlight.
So it's
and everything.
Complicated.
Yes. And I think like that is up to everyone's own interpretation, I guess. I don't really know.
I'm not a Drake stan.
No,
like,
I think it was important for his story to be
very,
told.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel very upset for him. And clearly the things that happened, like I'm not trying to excuse his actions.
We're talking about Drake Bell, not like Aubrey Drake.
Aubrey.
not
no.
like controller Jake.
I'm not trying Drake, to like. Sorry. I'm not trying to like apologize or like be like a Drake apologist or anything.
No,
but like clearly, like the things that happened in his adult life, like the choices he made, were very informed by the fact that he had, like that all of that stuff happened to him as a kid.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Like that's just yeah. I don't think that. I don't know. I don't know about if those people like on that other podcast, like. The Ned's Declassified like podcast. I don't know if they
Was Nancy classified? I want to know if it was
if made Schneider. By Dan Schneider. Yeah, so if it wasn't, I don't even know why they would have any room to speak. But, like, also, like, why would... I don't know. Like, I think just having... Since your story was different and your situation was different and, like, that it didn't turn out how, like, a lot of other people's experiences were, that just feels very weird to, like, come on and be, like...
It is. I don't like that. And that's, like, actually disgusting and unprovoked, like, completely.
Yeah.
Created by Scott Fellows. So, no. Not him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what do they have room to speak?
I know. What... Yeah, what's their issue?
He wasn't a producer on there?
You know what? That makes sense, though. It did have, like, a very different vibe, that show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it
very
did.
Different.
Yeah.
That's upsetting. Yeah, I feel for Drake Bell. I feel for all of the people who were involved.
Very weird that Tebow, I don't remember that his
was,
real name.
Yeah, that interview was weird.
That he did an interview with Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
That's, like, obviously, like, upsetting because everyone loved him. And
yeah, but, like, I didn't, like, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm a Tebow fan. It was like, oh,
no, but, like,
funny.
That was just the, like, the last person that you would expect to suddenly get on camera. And
yeah,
like,
that was weird
to give him a platform to do that.
But to think, if you think about it, he was one of the only adults on mm-hmm. that show. It would make sense. And he was, like, a recurring character. If he was probably friends with Dan Schneider before
Maybe.
The show happened and, like, or I'm sorry, like, and came on the show just because Dan was like, hey, we need someone to be the guy with bagels on a stick the wrong way.
There was
at the smoothie place.
Right. There was a TikToker, Teffy. She, like, talked about the
Teffy, I've heard of
that. Yeah, you probably recognize her. Okay. But she, like, talked about how awful it is for Dan Schneider to be even given a platform to speak, because it's like the unfortunate thing is that people who have empathy will
empathize with him.
Naturally empathize with him when he speaks, because that just naturally happens when you are, like, when you hear someone else's story, because you cannot fathom, like, the
magnitude of
you can't fathom even, like, wanting to do the horrible things that someone did that was horrible. So when someone has, like, the ability to speak for themselves and, like, rationalize what they did and have any type of story, you naturally just start empathizing with them, because that just, like, happens. And, like, that's really
like
dangerous.
That. But it wasn't like that about Dan Schneider. But I am like that usually.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem with, like, even giving him a platform. Because someone's not going to watch Quiet on Set and immediately empathize with Dan Schneider. I mean, you even, like, really reposted a story to your Instagram about, like, a guy who was, like, on TikTok talking about... He was basically, like, saying that the people should have done something more, and, like, how weird it was that they were complaining about, like, the actions of Dan Schneider.
But he's doing it in, like, a joking way. Like,
I know, but I'm trying to give context.
No, I know, but I and so am I, by saying, like, it was, like, it wasn't like he sat down and he was, like, where was everyone? Like, why weren't they doing things? No, he was just, like, making a joke out of the situation.
Yeah, and, like, why were people not going to report him or, like, sticking up for the kids, but, like, basically insinuating kind of, like, innocence on Dan's part and, like, fault on the
people, I don't know.
Like, the stand.
I didn't take it like innocence on Dan's part. I took it like he's literally, like, blaming the victims for being and I said this, for being, like, complacent in their own abuse, like, and I hate that. And everyone in the comments is like, yeah, like, what the fuck, like, I get the kids, but, like, where were the adults? Like, why weren't they doing anything? And I'm like, if you don't think that they were also being abused before and exploited for their financial, like, situation, which was that clearly a lot of these kids who were employed by Nickelodeon, their families relied on that income to survive. If you think that means that they needed to, like, and everyone's like, for a job, like you let all this happen for a job? Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be so honest with you, as somebody who is in, like, obviously I don't do, like, TV or film or anything like that, but in theater, it's the same exact thing. Being an artist in any facet, it is like this. It's so easy to get exploited for financials, because it's hard to make money as an artist. And when you get an opportunity, and clearly all that and things like that were a huge opportunity for these kids and their families. When you get an opportunity, it's like your self-worth hangs in the balance of that opportunity. Like, how much are you willing? And this happened with my last project. It's like, how much are you willing to, like, go through to have this opportunity? And a lot of people, no offense, but you fuckers would be like, well, you know what? They, like, if this were if this were happening, if you knew about this while it was happening, a lot, I guarantee there would be people who'd be like, well, you know, you have a really nice opportunity and you're just like taking it for granted, complaining about all of this.
Because it, like, happens now.
Exactly. It still happens. It still happens. And I get people like rallying for child actors. It happens to everyone. It happens to everyone. Like, I've been a part of things like, and there are jobs now, like intimacy coordination and stuff, so that adults can feel safe on sets and things like that. And there are jobs that you do that do not have something like that, and people suffer for it, and people literally get sexually assaulted.
It's kind of sort of the kind of what's happening with Dance Moms right now. They just had like a reunion with the cast, mm-hmm. and so JoJo Siwa went, but like the main girls, like the original core group, like Nia and Maddie Ziegler and her sister, like they did not go.
Oh yeah, I saw JoJo say something about that.
And JoJo was basically saying at the reunion that a few moms,
they're like ungrateful.
Yeah, and a few kids, that they were ungrateful that if they didn't show up and that they forgot where they came from and they're not like paying their respects and they're like not honoring that and everything. But it's kind of like, I'm pretty sure Maddie Ziegler has kind of spoke about like her distaste towards like Abby Lee Miller and like what happened on Dance Moms. And like JoJo has kind of said that she was just like a tough teacher and whatever, and like has moved on. That's great that she like has,
is you able know, to
move on and has taken that, like, and it didn't affect her as deeply, you know, as maybe it did some other girls, or maybe it has, I don't know, but like, you know, whatever, however she feels about it. But it's kind of happening the same thing where they're now blaming the other girls and they're like, well, they're ungrateful, and like, but they're quite literally showing you, if I guess the same thing, like Jeanette McCurdy didn't decide not to go back to iCarly, even though it wasn't being run by Dan Schneider anymore, but she did not want to go back to that place. She did not feel like that. She didn't want to return back to her history, and that's essentially like what these girls are doing.
Yeah.
And because Jeanette got to tell her full story and felt comfortable and felt safe telling her full story finally,
we had that context about it too. And so nobody's forget where you came from.
Yeah, and they respected her decision. But because, like, maybe these girls aren't ready to talk about their experience, or maybe they legally can't, or whatever the reason may be as to why they don't want to talk about, like, the abuse that they endured from Abby Lee Miller, they're now being told that they should be respecting and
like, where they came from. Yeah, that's fucked up.
So I think that same thing is going to happen from them, like, in the next, like, 10 years, where they're going to probably, like, have their either book or, like, show or, like, exposing Dance Moms or, like, a tell-all or everything.
It's absolutely going
to
happen.
And I'm sure that there's probably, to a certain extent, like, where they have been paid to, you know, maybe some people have been had to sign NDAs or paid off, mm-hmm. similar to like how Dan Schneider was paying off other actors to like never speak about the situation again. Because so many people are like, I want Ariana Grande to speak about it, but like, we don't know any of the situations.
I said this to you because we were saying that, like, I'm like, I do want to know Ariana Grande's story. However, what happens when you tell a story like that is it becomes so much a part of like your career and everything like that. And Ariana Grande has so much success and stuff. I would hate for, you know, how much good stuff has happened in her life to be overshadowed by, like, I mean, she has a ton of other trauma as well.
Yeah.
Like, regarding, like, in her career. But I would just hate for, like, a story like that to overshadow all, like, the hard work that she's done.
Yeah. Also, she, like, doesn't ever want to talk about it. Yeah. That's also her place, and she doesn't have to do that. And, like, you know,
if she did, obviously, we would be, like, supportive of it. Yes. Because, like, it's important. Yes. But it's not, like, it's not necessary. Not everybody needs to tell their story, especially if they don't want to.
Right, right. Yeah. And so it's kind of just, like, I don't know. I wish JoJo Siwa would keep her mouth shut.
Yeah, like, what is even going on with JoJo Siwa? Like, didn't she just came out with a song?
Karma's a bitch, and you're with her.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
Did you do the vocals on it?
I did. Are you the JoJo Siwa? They asked me, they're like, would you mind, like, dubbing in for JoJo? Because, like, she can't get that high. Because, you know, that one song when she was, like, singing the Olivia Rodrigo song in her car. She was like, you're still a traitor.
That was really good.
Thank you. Well, I, like, dubbed in for her because they, like, heard me, like, kind of making fun of her, and they're like, wait,
you, like, yeah, I was about to say, you just, like, totally mocked JoJo Siwa.
I will. will. If she's going to be mean to, like, fucking Maddie Ziegler and Nia, then I will.
I hope Maddie Ziegler's okay.
Yeah.
Especially after Sia.
Yeah. So, you know what?
But she goes on record saying that she had a great time.
I used to be a big JoJo Siwa stan, especially when she came out. I was like, yes, go JoJo. Good for you, JoJo. And, like, I totally supported her. But the more that you act like a mean girl and the more that you are putting others down and you stand by Colleen Ballinger and the more... Well, she did.
She did?
Yeah.
On the what does she have anything to do with that situation?
They're friends.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Oh, she went on the Howie Mandel show and she, like, supported Colleen and, like, stood up for her. Oh, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, the more that she does any of that, then I will continue to make fun of her singing on here. And, like, that's just how it goes. Maybe that's mean of me. Maybe not. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. Can I be mean for a second?
Yeah, guys. Do you guys mind if... Can I be mean for a second?
I hate drywall.
It's like Ayo when she went on SNL and she had to, like,
own up to
being mean to J-Lo.
Yeah, but who cares? That was like not about that, but like
that's just like
really I feel like Ayo was just like being funny.
This video is gonna come back and haunt me when like I'm hosting SNL and like JoJo Siwa was the musical guest.
If you ever host SNL, that would be so cool.
I don't want to.
Why? You don't want to act in that many skits? No,
Pete Davidson's not on anymore.
What did you?
And I don't want to see Bowen Yang. What?
You don't want to see Bowen Yang?
No, he just keeps following us. Oh my God. I'm like tired of like Bowen Yang constantly being wherever we go. Wow. If you guys didn't know, I feel like we talked about it in an episode before, but Bowen Yang is somehow accidentally always in our life. Like wherever
he's
we
everywhere,
go.
He's everything everywhere all at once to us.
I can't tell you how many times Jake and I have been somewhere and Bowen Yang just happens to be there.
Sure, I was at a Muna concert in like June of last year or something and Bowen Yang was there.
And I don't want to be mean, and this is going to sound mean, but, like, Jake and I don't, like, go to cool places or anything like that.
Yes, so Bowen Yang just, like, exists in, like, normal places. That's
this
really
is exactly, like, that thing about, like, how when my psychiatrist asks if the radio is talking to me or if I feel like the TV is sending me messages, like, us believing yes, that yes, Bowen Yang, yeah, that's, like, that's, it's, like, a...
He was God in a movie.
What's it called when people have it? It might be... Group psychosis, psychosis by proxy. I'm not sure.
By proxy, we just love that.
No, it's something. It's like when in cults, like where people all suddenly get very, very ill all together. Like they all experience psychosis or some like mental health struggles all together. And that's kind of like what's happening. Except I'm not getting that. Like with your obsession with emergency intercom, but like the whole Bowen Yang thing, that is definitely like very alive and well with
us. I just think Bowen Yang is
thinking that he's
us.
Following us.
It's actually yeah. nice though because that he's it feels like a guardian us. Angel to me.
Bowen, if I told my psychiatrist, I do have this weird feeling that Bowen Yang is like watching me at all times. He is tapped into my phone. Bowen Yang is like in my TV. Bowen Yang is in my walls. Bowen Yang.
Not in my walls.
Bowen Yang is watching me from like across the street with binoculars into my house. Like Bowen Yang is always with me. And I worry that they wouldn't believe me. So I just, like, haven't spoke about it.
Wait, you're worried that they wouldn't believe you?
My psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to believe me.
So you think that. Do you think that now?
Oh, I know that. I know that they're not going to believe me.
Oh, no. I mean about Bowen Yang.
I thought that you and I were on the same page. I thought we both agreed that, like, yes, Bowen Yang is in our
walls.
It's
in our phones. Oh, our walls. Bowen Yang is absolutely in my phone. I don't know if he's in my walls.
Oh, Bowen Yang's in here.
Bowen.
When you,
Bowen, speak to us.
When you watch this podcast, just know... Bowen Yang is in this podcast as well because he's behind this wall.
We should tag him in like everything that we do.
I will start tagging Bowen Yang in I'll all my Instagram Bowen. Photos.
You know, Ariana Grande's on my close friend's story. What's the hardest thing about our relationship?
The hardest thing about yeah. our relationship? Probably that we work together.
This dick.
That's disgusting.
Okay, sorry.
Why can't you be serious ever? Why can't you ever like want to like... have a nice moment
that we work together. That's hard to you. You're right, everything else is so like hunky-dory.
It's not hard, but it's like it definitely like adds to it. Like if I don't want to see one of my friends, then I don't have to see them. You I do have to see.
But we always want to see each other.
Oh yeah, we do.
Like
papa.
Papa.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye bye.
See ya.
Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye bye.
Later. Papa.